This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Ravens open their preseason schedule tomorrow night hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. It's a perfect time to talk to our friend from CBS, Aditi Kinkabwala, who knows the AFC North as well as anybody. And Aditi, thank you as always for joining us. Football season is here. So let's start with an easy one. If you had to bet, who's going to win the quarterback job in Pittsburgh?
Well, Mike Tomlin's already said that the job is Russell Wilson.
Oh, but did you buy it?
I mean, he said it to Russell Wilson's camp in signing Russell Wilson. He said it since. He's maintained that. Look, he said that Russell Wilson would be in pole position. He, despite the fact that Justin Fields having had every opportunity at camp, because obviously Russell Wilson had that calf injury to open things up, he's still saying that Russell Wilson is his QB1. So I don't know how really hugely true of a competition this is right now. Don't be surprised, though. Look, don't be surprised if there is indeed a package for Justin Fields. He has shown some very dynamic athleticism. I think that he still needs to, not I think, from what I am being told, he still needs to be a little cleaner in terms of reading the field. So here's some opportunity to develop.
How much better could they be with a Brandon Ayuk, especially considering they're not, you know, they're not trading their starting left tackle for him or anything like that, assuming it's a primarily draft pick compensation package?
I mean, they don't have it. They're not going to send a first and a third and maybe another third in the future. That's just not it. It's, guys, like, let's talk about this. The offense is going to be what the offense is, meaning that the Steelers are never, Mike Tomlin, the Steelers under Mike Tomlin, are never suddenly going to start slinging the ball around and being unbelievably innovative in the way that they use their personnel. That's not been an Arthur Smith offense, and that's not been the type of offense that either owner Art Rooney or head coach Mike Tomlin has run or wants to run. They are very, very specific and public in saying the way that they want to play offensive football. So that's number one. Number two, who thinks that it sort of, it like dumbfounds me, this idea that Brandon Ayuk wants to be nowhere but Pittsburgh. Okay, so you've got a defensive minded head coach who isn't particularly innovative offensively, who isn't really all about slinging the ball around. And you've got some serious questions about who's actually delivering the ball from the quarterback position. So there are enough questions that Brandon Ayuk is not the one player that makes this enormous difference in who the Pittsburgh Steelers are.
Well, Dee, let's get to the Ravens and a lot to feel good about with this team.
Is that
team.
Because I convinced you? Because you agree that this is sort of a silly, circuitous conversation or because
I think it could happen.
I think there's just been so much smoke. There's just been so much smoke around the fact that the Steelers could bring in a receiver. And outside of George Pickens, what do they have?
I mean, but do they even have George Pickens? Like, let's be honest. How many 100-yard games does he have in his career?
I'm with you.
6 out of 34? Is this a guy that is regularly shown that he is consistent, reliable, dependable? His numbers, I was just going over his numbers with somebody, and it's jarring. I should have had this pulled up for you so I could have told you, but he's very much a feast or famine. Yeah, he has some 100-yard games, but he has a lot of games where he has less than 5 catches and less than 50 yards.
I'm with you 100%, Aditi, and I think that's why it kind of necessitates a move, and there's been so much smoke around the trade rumors.
Kyle Shanahan runs the hell out of the ball, too, Aditi. Like, this guy is, right? He's already been in a situation where he's the third or fourth option, right? Like, it's McCaffrey, it's Debo, it's Kittle, you know what I mean? And
you're playing for a guy who wants to put up points, who's constantly thinking of how to put up points, who's constantly innovating.
But he hates
the way that he plays offense. Yeah,
The
Steelers right now do not have the compensation that is enough to make San Francisco pull the trigger.
Yeah, we shall see.
And make a move. So
me personally, I wouldn't want to play with either of those quarterbacks in Pittsburgh, but that's just me.
You're signing a 5-year deal. You're going to outlast them.
But who you playing?
It's a pretty good organization. Yeah. Like, they've had quarterbacks.
Well,
like,
they win a
lot of games. Well, they lost the coach and the quarterback.
Yeah,
they're starting over with a bunch of dudes who've never done it before. It's Mike Effin Tomlin.
I know.
Dudes want to play for Mike Effin Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin inherited Ben Roethlisberger and has not had any success at choosing his next quarterback. There was a time when people thought the Steelers had a first-round grade on Mason Rudolph, that Mike Tomlin loved Mason Rudolph. That didn't work out. Obviously, Kenny Pickett, that didn't work out. Now, here we have Russell Wilson,
He's Russell Wilson.
Sean Payton, yeah. Once I'm trying to think about how to be as diplomatic about all of this. Maybe we should move on from that.
How about those Ravens, Aditi?
Let's get to the Ravens, Aditi.
Russell Gage.
I was just talking to a friend of mine who has been on the football side of things for a long, long time with multiple organizations, is a Super Bowl winner, and now has somewhat recently moved to TV, and he's been on a training camp tour, and we were sort of joking about how fans get so riled up about training camp stats or, you know, what's somebody's completion percentage in shorts and what can you really see and who's really that impressive. And he's been to, let's say, roughly 8 or 9 different places, and that we were kind of talking about questions everywhere, this, that, and the other. And I said, well, is there anyone you've seen that's impressive? Is there anyone that you feel like, yeah, this team's good? And he said, the Ravens. And I trust this guy. I trust him a lot, considering his background, that the fact that it was so easy and quick for him to kind of slow the roll on everybody else, but to unequivocally say, yeah, the Ravens are already humming a bit. That meant something to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's really one, well, there's a couple question marks, but the big one for me is the offensive line, where they're trying to replace three of their five starters from last year. Does that give you pause?
I think it always does, just because there's no unit that relies on chemistry, camaraderie, time on task together more than the offensive line. And so I like the way things project. I like essentially what I'm hearing. There doesn't seem to be a lot of panic, but I think that that's one of those things that you really need to see it, and you need to see it in action.
We're talking to Aditi Kinkabal. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. What about in Cleveland, Aditi? Obviously, they made the late run last year with Joe Flacco. Are you
Deshaun Watson sick of the BS, Aditi?
He is sick of the BS.
BS that just flies from the sky and hits him.
Poor him.
No comment. You guys forget, right? For the next 3 weeks, I'm the Bears sideline. I mean, not the Bears. Oh, my goodness. I can't even get it right.
The Browns.
Preseason sideline reporter.
Are you buying the Browns as a team?
As a contender?
I bought them as a team a year ago. Yeah. I loved the chemistry, the camaraderie, the way that guys genuinely played for the guy next to them. It had been a long time since I'd felt that a defense was as close as that defense was. And that team just kept on taking hits, whether it was Nick Chubb. I mean, you go down the line, how many key important players did they lose last year? And Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry kept finding someone, and Kevin Stefanski kept plugging that someone in, and Joe Flacco being the best example of that. They've retooled a lot. They have a new offensive coordinator. They've have a new tight ends coach. They have a new O-line coach. They're obviously tweaking and evolving their offense, which Kevin Stefanski said obviously is the goal every single year. We know that the Ravens have done the same, but they've done it sort of in a very jarring way because they've brought in all these fresh ideas and they're implementing these fresh ideas. And obviously, you're not going to see a lot of that in the preseason, and the less that we talk about it, the better it is for my future, since Kevin Stefanski has explicitly said, let's not talk about certain things, so that the Cowboys here, the Cowboys being their week one opponent. But you are going to see an augmented passing game that perhaps suits these players a bit more. And there's certainly a lot of excitement from the wide receivers in terms of the freedom that they'll have with, you know, the abundance of choice routes and sort of the changes that are coming in. So I guess the question here is, now I'll get to talk to Deshaun for the first time myself this weekend, but from everyone I'm talking to within the organization and around the organization, he is markedly more comfortable. And whether that's comfortable in the operation, comfortable in the organization, comfortable in the locker room, comfortable in the offense, whatever, all of those things, I mean, at some point it has to add up to something, right? The expectations are there, and we've sort of had an mitigating circumstance or a mitigating factor every year up until now.
Aditi Kinkabal will be on the sidelines for the Browns during the preseason and then, of course, working for CBS once the regular season begins. Aditi, always great. Please don't be a stranger. We do love talking to you.
Thank you, Aditi.
Anytime you call, you know I say yes. It's always great talking to you guys.
Thank you so much, Aditi. Enjoy the Browns.
Right. Have an awesome season.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. See
you. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.